Most Bears fans are still waiting to see what the Chicago Bears are going to do in free agency. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about five key free agents that could make sense for the Chicago Bears going into the offseason. We're also going to take a look at Schultz's report on what the future of Ian Cunningham could be. We're going to get to all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bears Central, your number one place for all Chicago Bears news and content.
What's going on, Bears fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bears Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. I'm the host, Derek Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Chi Bears Central on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today, y'all. I'm going to start off talking about some free agents that the Bears could go after. But before we get into that, we got to talk about something that's just fun. Like, honestly, that's just fun. This commercial with Caleb Williams and McMahon is absolutely hilarious. I can't play it here. I wanted to. I would get a copyright strike. So y'all make sure y'all go and check it out because it's funny. From, the last quarterback to win the Super Bowl for the Bears to the one that we hoping is going to win the next Super Bowl for the Chicago Bears, man. That's what we're hoping to see there. But overall, that's just some bit of fun that I had to get out the way. But I want to talk about, you know, a lot's been made about free agency. And while we're dropping our mock draft, shout out to, Bobby, C-Dub, Kev, have all dropped their mock draft so far. Steve-O's drops tonight, so stay in tune for that. Mine will drop on Friday. But we still got free agency to get through before we get into the draft combine, right? So, and you know, we're going to do a pre-draft mock draft, a pre-combine mock draft, a post-combine mock draft. But free agency is still the thing. And so I want to talk about some of the key free agents that the Bears could go after and some alternates in their place in their stead as well. The first, of course, is Trey Smith. I think now that we know that it appears that Trey Smith is not going to be returning to the Kansas City Chiefs, this offers the Bears a really nice opportunity to get in there and try to get a guy that would automatically, that is the top offensive lineman free agent on the market, pro PFF and a lot of other outlets as well. And listen, Trey Smith is still a player that's still improving. You look at him with a 78.8 pro football focus overall grade in the regular season. That was 11th amongst all guards, and he's only 25. Now, I know we've talked a lot about this, and this has always been a point that I make in a case like this. You don't typically see players with the performance and the age of Trey Smith hit free agency very often. This is I won't say once in a lifetime, but this is a very, very rare opportunity that somebody at Trey Smith's age, with the success that he's had, with being a Super Bowl champion, is potentially going to hit the open market. It just doesn't happen a lot like that. So, you know, what it is when it comes down to it is that this would be a huge signing by the Chicago Bears, an absolutely huge signing by the Bears. And listen, there are other, and I've talked about it on yesterday's episode, other players that the Bears could absolutely pivot to instead of signing Trey Smith. Real Fries, Mekhi Becton, these are guys that the Bears could absolutely go after. Becton, for sure, he had a great season with Philly as well, and he is somebody that the Bears could get for a little bit cheaper as well to free up them to do some other things, absolutely. But Smith is the top target here. He's the top guy. Well, the Bears have already went out and got the top potential head coach in Ben Johnson. They would have got the number one guy there that was out in the market. If they could start off free agency by doing the same thing and getting the number one free agent offensive lineman out there on the market, that'd be a huge get for the Chicago Bears. We know what Trey Smith can bring here, right? Didn't allow a single sack in the regular season. Yes, he had some issues with pass pro in the Super Bowl and in the playoffs overall, but you got to look at what this guy, you can't ignore what he's done in the regular season either. The Bears are trying to get to the place of being in the playoffs, so we can't knock somebody for their playoff performance when we can't even get there. And the guy, and Trey Smith over the regular season has been a really good performer, and this would be big money, right? You're talking about, I at one point said $22 million, but that's looking like that's probably going to be the low end, and you're probably not going to even get him for that much. You're probably going to have to spend upwards of $25 million to get Trey Smith in here. But he's a guy that I would love to be in a Bears uniform. But like I said, Mekhi Becton, Will Fries, there are other guys that you could absolutely look to pivot to here. But Trey Smith is the jewel here in free agency potentially for the Chicago Bears. Next up, Josh Sweat. This is a guy that a lot of you guys have brought up over the last couple of weeks as far as free agents for the defensive line. 6'5", 265 pounds, 8 sacks last year. He had what many people would call a breakout year, even though he's had more sacks before as well. This guy's just productive, man. He's just productive, and he's at the age where you can sign him and lock him in throughout his prime and get him to pair with Montez Sweat, which would be amazing. It would be amazing. So, you know, Sweat is a guy that just, he made such an impact in that game as well against the Kansas City Chiefs. And he's a guy that I would love to have. Now, I don't know if you can get him and Trey Smith. That can get pretty expensive for you having, you know, the money that you do in free agency. You're probably eating to almost half your free agent capital, your spending money by signing these two guys. But listen, I love the idea of adding Josh Sweat to Montez Sweat, and you're putting on a all-star studded, front line there for the Chicago Bears, man. It'd be crazy. It'll be 28 heading into the season. And, man, that's just a havoc. That's a havoc that you have on there. You're not able to double-team Montez Sweat when you got a guy like Josh Sweat out there. You can combine. So if we can add the Sweat brothers out there together, that'll be a really good one for the Chicago Bears. Next up, Drew Dahlman. Now, this is the guy. He's the number one center prospect, on the free agent market when it comes down to it, right? And so I don't know if the Bears are going to be able to afford like him and a Trey Smith. We'll see what comes down to it. It'll be, again, getting very, very expensive. You're then looking at filling most of your other spots with draft capital. But listen, hey, we know that we need 3 to 4 new starters on that offensive line. Drew Dahlman instantly comes in, and he's a guy that just makes a lot of sense for you. He fits into your scheme as well, which is a good one. Per PFF, 78.8 overall grade last year, which was fourth amongst all centers in 2024. He had an 82.3 grade in 2023, which is third among centers. This guy is just an amazing guy to get in here. Again, 26 years old, much like with Trey Smith, you don't see guys that have had the performance level that Drew Dahlman has had that typically hit the free agent market at this age. He's a perfect long-term fit under Ben Johnson's system, and it just makes sense there. Dahlman would be an amazing, 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 amazing get for the Chicago Bears, man. Next up, Keith Zittler. Now, this is a guy that you can probably get with one of the other two guys, right? You can get Dahlman, you can get Zittler, you can get Trey Smith, you can get Zittler, right? You can get these guys because, again, Zittler's a guy that's going to be 35 next season. He still had a really good PFF grade in his performance. Yes, he's a guy that you look at and he's a veteran that can come in and perform for you right now. Not necessarily looking at the long-term implications of having Zittler in here, but this is a guy that absolutely can perform for you, man. You look at what the Bears have had last year, whether you end up drafting other guys and they eventually take over as a starter, he turns into a debt piece for you, whatever else it is. Keith Zittler is a guy that just makes a lot of sense here for the Chicago Bears. And I also forgot to point out with Dahlman, guy that you can get in place of Dahlman is Evan Brown, another guy who performed really well for PFF grades, things like that. But if you can get Zittler in here, he's played under Ben Johnson, so he's familiar with that system. It just makes a lot of sense for the Chicago Bears. I think this is a guy that just makes sense for you. You can get very creative in how you can use him in the present and in the future. Zittler is just a guy that you come in and he just changed the standard of your offensive line. And that's what the Bears are trying to do. If they're trying to up the standard here, Zittler's a guy that comes in right away and he's able to do that. So I love the guy. Again, that doesn't preclude the Bears from drafting another guy that they can develop or anything like that. Zittler as well ranked third amongst all guards in PFF overall grade last season. So, hey, man, this is a guy that he outright performs. And that's what you want sometimes, just guys that perform, age be damned. He's a guy that can come in here and perform for you. So that's what you're looking at for the Bears. And then the next guy up is Levi Onwuzurike. I believe is how you pronounce his last name. He played last year with the Detroit Lions. This is a guy that right now he's a three tech, right? He's a three tech that just overall gets it done. Now, we do have a guy like that in DeMarcus Walker already. Levi is a little bit younger there, 26 years old, 6'3", 290 pounds. Doesn't really jump out the stat sheet at you, right? Over the course of his three seasons in Detroit, he had 3.5 sacks. But this is a guy that's pressure rate is usually pretty damn good, right? 12.5% pass rush win rate, which is top 15 in the NFL, right? He also had a 70.2 PFF overall grade as well, which ranked 25th amongst interior defensive line men. So he can play edge for you. He can play interior for you. He adds some versatility potentially under Dennis Allen's system, and it's just depth, right? We talked about before how the defensive line, you need depth there, especially players that can play on the interior. Andrew Billings went down, we didn't have the necessary. Pickens hasn't really shown much. If the Bears are going to draft this position, they may not use it to address it in this way, but it's just a guy that I would not want to see the Bears. If the Bears bring him in, I'm not mad at them bringing him in at all. I think he's a guy that makes a lot of sense for the Chicago Bears as well there. So we'll see what happens, man. Overall, like the Bears have an opportunity, especially now with the salary cap increasing as well. They have an opportunity to go out there and get some guys, man. They have an opportunity to go out there and really shore up a lot of players that can help this team, hopefully us perform, and try to contend for a playoff spot next year. Now, I'm not going to get the cart before the horse. You guys know, I've said it multiple times before. I'm more so going to wait and see what this team's going to look like, right? I'm going to wait and see what this team's going to look like. But I think overall, man, this is going to be really, really nice offseason for the Chicago Bears, man. And I think even when you look at it as well, if you look at in the draft, like the Bears have a potential to trade up. I know we talked a lot about them potentially trading down, but them trading up is a huge opportunity here as well, because we've heard from Gary Davenport of Bleacher Report that as of right now, the Bears could very well trade up to try to get Will Campbell. So, you know, we'll see what happens when it comes down to that, man. But if they are able to draft Will Campbell and get him in here, that's a huge step up for the Bears as well. Now, one of the things that, you know, everybody's kind of waiting to see and what's going to happen is with Ian Cunningham, right? Because I think Ian Cunningham, if he does end up leaving, the Bears getting that extra third round pick is something that they could absolutely use. He did complete his second interview with the Jacksonville Jaguars for whatever that's worth, right? And he's been called by Schultz as it's his job to lose. Now, take that with a grain of salt, as I say, with everything that comes from insiders and things like that. But for what it's worth, Jordan Schultz said this. My sense all along has been that Ian Cunningham's job to lose. The Bears assistant GM, a two-time finalist for the Titans role, has won Super Bowls with both Baltimore and Philadelphia. One league source described Cunningham as having exactly the type of temperament and scouting background teams want these days. We continue to wait to see what happens with Ian Cunningham. If he does end up leaving and the Bears get an additional third-round pick this year and in next year, it's great. Now, the next step in that would be Ryan Poles finding a replacement for Ian Cunningham, which reportedly that we're hearing that he could promote the senior director of player personnel in Jeff King as the new assistant GM, that he's been there for the last couple of years as well, working under it. He was part of the coaching search committee, especially with Ian Cunningham not part of that because he was interviewing for other jobs and things like that. So, you know, it's that question. And then you also have the question of, does Ian Cunningham look to maybe poach some people from the Bears staff as well to bring over to Jacksonville with him? We'll see what happens with that one, right? Poles did that when he left Kansas City with Trey Cozy. So there's a potential there as well. So, you know, overall, there are dominoes that will fall after the Ian Cunningham decision is made. I would not be surprised if we have the decision here within the next couple of days. The Jacksonville Jaguars, after completing the second interview, may want to go ahead and get it announced before the weekend. So look out for that. Of course, doesn't preclude teams from announcing things over the weekend, but just something to look out for that they could want to do that and announce that before the start of the weekend. But overall, I'll say this, man. If Ian Cunningham does move on, best of luck for him, except for when his team plays the Chicago Bears. He's a guy that we've known has been a part of some of the Bears' better decisions. I'm sure he's been a part of some of the Bears' bad decisions as well in that time, right? No knocking there at all. But I think overall that the Bears, if they lose Ian Cunningham, they get assets back. And those are assets that they could very well use to draft a running back in round three. They can use to draft another defensive line, offensive or defensive lineman in round three, right? So there's a lot of options there for the Chicago Bears if they do lose Ian Cunningham. But I'd be interested to see what Ryan Poles does with his staff. That's a big thing here, to see what he does with the staff. And overall, you know, we'll see what happens there, man. Also, another thing that's kind of starting popping up more recently than not is that it seems like we're starting to hear more and more that the Bears could be not only looking for wide receivers, but tight ends as well, right? That's something that's been picking up as far as the potential of adding a tight end here. There's even been a list that was put together as far as the best tight end options for the Bears. Here's what I'll say, right? I don't want to see, maybe we'll get to names once we kind of hear something kind of more substantial. But the last thing that I want to see is Cole Kmet be marginalized again. I get it that there are a lot of Bears fans that aren't necessarily as high on Cole Kmet after last season, or, you know, after things happened. He didn't necessarily live up to those expectations. I'm not going to try to sell anybody that he did live up to the expectations. But there were other things and scenarios that goes on. Look at the number of games we didn't even target Cole Kmet, right? And I don't want to see what happened last year happen again this year, right? Where Gerald Everett was signed, and then we saw Shane Waldron kind of more favor Gerald Everett early, than Cole Kmet. Cole Kmet is somebody that we know that can perform. He has his things that he needs to work on, make no mistake about it. And if Ben Johnson does want to use two tight end sets and bring in a different guy and maybe cut Gerald Everett, that's perfectly fine there as well. I just still want to see Cole Kmet be given the opportunity to be actually a big part of the game plan week in and week out with Caleb Williams being there, right? And with also the other wide receivers that we have here. We saw bits and pieces of it, right? And you know, that's fine. I'm not going to say that it was all on Shane Waldron, because no, Cole Kmet did his thing as well. He had his things that were negative and that you can look at and say, Cole, you got to be better in these areas. But I think overall, I just don't want to see Cole Kmet be marginalized and taken out of the game plan before we have a chance there. That's just my personal opinion, but we'll see what the future does hold overall. But you guys can let me know how you feel down below. Also, as just a question before we get out of here that I would love to hear you guys comment on, how do you feel about the Chicago Bears linebacking core coming into next season, right? Do you feel like there is a glaring hole at linebacker? Would you like to see them run everything back and see what it looks like under Dennis Allen with improvements on the defensive line? I've been hearing more and more conversation around the Bears linebacking core, and I'm pretty happy with it. Like, not to say that Tremaine Edmonds can't play better, that I want to see Jack Sanborn more. Hell, I would love to see Noah Sewell actually perform some, right, and actually get him on the football field more often. I would love to see those things. But overall, with the linebacking core, I'm kind of in a place where I would not mind it maybe staying the same, add some depth there, and just seeing what Dennis Allen can do with these guys. But let me know if you guys are off, if I'm off my rocker, if you guys would like to see the Bears go out and acquire a linebacker, whether it be in free agency, whether it be in the draft, and if you're kind of looking to change up the mix in that linebacking core with the new defensive coordinator and coaches that have come in here. Let me know what you guys think on that down below as well. Make sure you guys are following the show at Shy Bears Central. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, ChicagoBearsCentral@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-242-9336. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related, but that's thanks to you lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, Chi-Town up, but Bear down. Love you guys. Mailbags tomorrow, so get those voicemails in. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.